we take it away. It's gotta be 9 and 8, just a matter of time. And we got nothing to make it clear. Our love will climb any mountain, near or far we are. And we never let it end. We are devotion.
Four minutes before 8 on Sunshine Radio with Barbara Streisand with a duet with Barry Gibb, and that's called Guilty. Okay, here's 3 from Lionel Richie.
Sunshine Radio.
Tell me only this, that I have your heart for always, and you want me by your side, whispering the words, I'll always love you, and forever. Just to hold your hand and to know our love will stay. Feels so right, you're in my arms, my love tonight. Oh, you mean more to me than any love I've ever known. I want to give you all my love, just you alone. Oh, you're all
14 minutes before 8. Three from Lionel Richie there. First of all, hello. Then truly. And finally, you mean more to me. I'm Mike Edwards, and I'm taking you through till close down. And we close down at 8.
My love, she makes no demands. She waits for me with open hands. She understands my love, gives me all I need. You know she cries her tears for me, 'cause she loves me. Don't know what she sees in me. She loves me. I'll follow where she leads. She makes me the best that I can be. She loves September by the sea, candlelight and kosher plea. Those little things never meant that much to me, but she loves. She loves me. I'll follow where she leads. She makes me the best that I can be.
Dave in Leinster, James Ingram, and She Loves Me the Best That I Can Be, and it's from an album called It's Your Night. Sunshine Radio, very nearly 10 minutes before 8.
Come, Sunshine Shopping in St. Owen Street, Hereford.
Why spend more than you need to? Why pay top price for a piece of carpet when there's terrific reductions in the sale at St. Owen's Carpets in Hereford? Yes, terrific reductions on roll ends and remnants, meaning at least 50% off their normal prices. St. Owen's Carpets in Hereford, where other sale items include carpet tiles, vinyl floor coverings, and all their normal carpet lines. St. Owen's Carpets, try their home selection service with free quotations. Sale now on at St. Owen's Carpets with terrific reductions on roll ends and remnants. St. Owen's Carpets, 20 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 53221.
New and used TVs with full service backup. New and used TVs with full service backup from Kempson's in St. Owen Street, Hereford. Kempson's also sell microwave ovens. And if you're into computers, well, Kempson's stock BBC and Electron, along with a full range of hardware and software. Whether it's TVs or computers or both, call into the specialists. Kempson's, St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 273 480. And don't forget, Kempson's are also official stockists of Girl Guide and Scout Wear, with a comprehensive range always in stock. Kempson's, St. Owen Street, Hereford. Hereford 273 480.
shopping in Hereford? Treat yourself to some home cooking at the City Walls Restaurant in St. Owen Street. Lunches are served 12 till 2, Monday to Saturday. The City Walls Restaurant reckon they offer the best value in town, with cheap snacks to full lunches for around £1.50, and lunches for under sixes, only 95 pence. The City Walls Restaurant, St. Owen Street, open in the evenings too, for dinner between 7 and 11. It's time you treated yourself to a steak at the City Walls Steak Bar and Restaurant, 67 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 267 720. Take a lunchtime break at the City Walls Restaurant, Hereford.
Personal service and quality, that's something you can take for granted at the Children's Outfitter in St. Owen Street, Hereford. For the most comprehensive range of British and continental children's wear from the age of right up to 14 years old, call into the Children's Outfitter, where there's quality school wear always available at competitive prices. The nursery department has prams, pushchairs, cots and high chairs. Come along to the Children's Outfitter, 32 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Phone Hereford 279 666. Hereford 279 666.
Andrew Lamput is the new specialist family jewellery and silverware shop at 28 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Andrew Lamput has a wide range of quality antique and new silverware and jewellery. At Andrew Lamput, the service is personal and friendly, and the resident working silversmiths and jewellers provide an excellent repair and renovation service in Andrew Lamput's own workshops. There's quality diamond rings and gold jewellery, a re-silver plating service on EPNS items. At Andrew Lamput, 28 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Telephone Hereford 274 961.
Office equipment at special prices. Yes, Townsends of Hereford have office equipment at special prices. Townsends in St. Owen Street have four-drawer filing cabinets at only £82 plus VAT, and that's delivered free within 35 miles. Townsends for Olivetti 110 typewriters at only £450 plus VAT. Ring Tim or Sheila on Hereford 277 797 or call in to Townsends at 60 St. Owen Street, Hereford. Townsends for office equipment at special prices. Ring Tim or Sheila on Hereford 277 797. Townsends, the office people who care.
Sunshine Radio.
Shine so bright.
And Sheena Easton and When He Shines. One of my favourites from that particular lady. Okay, the news is next on Sunshine. This is Randy Newman taking us that way. This is called The Same Girl.
kHz, 299 metres, the news on Sunshine.
Civil servant Clive Ponting has resigned his job at the Ministry of Defence. The ministry says his resignation will be considered on Monday. Mr Ponting, who was acquitted earlier this week on secrets charges, says he had to resign because the ministry has withdrawn his security clearance and made it impossible for him to work in any central government department. He says the MOD was also trying to suppress his forthcoming book and that Defence Minister Michael Heseltine will make a number of unfounded charges against him in the Commons on Monday. News of the resignation has sparked off protests from opposition MPs. Labour's defence spokesman Denzel Davis is accusing the government of hounding the senior civil servant out of his job.
There is an important issue of principle here. If a man is found not guilty by a jury, not guilty on a prosecution brought by the government itself, it seems a bit hard that even having gone through that trial, he is still hounded out of the civil service.
Fresh hopes of a peace initiative to end the miners' strike have been dashed once again tonight. Miners' President Arthur Scargill spent much of the day at ACAS and said he believed there was a chance for talks to get underway. But a statement from the Coal Board tonight makes it clear that the situation is still deadlocked. Antonia Higgs reports.
After 3 hours of talks at ACAS and a phone conversation with the board, Mr. Scargill emerged to say a new letter was on its way with observations, suggestions and amendments to the document presented to the NUM yesterday. If the document was negotiable, he said, talks could get underway.
A spokesman for the board said to the union that the board will consider our suggestions and amendments, and as a result of further discussion, we have agreed to send over those amendments and those suggestions.
But tonight, the board has issued a statement saying there's been no change in their position. The document is not apparently negotiable. And in the light of that, there seems no hope of new talks.
A staff member at London's Wormwood Scrubs prison is undergoing tests in hospital for the killer sex disease AIDS. The news comes on the day that Home Office officials have gone to the Scrubs to meet prison officers who banned the movement of inmates to and from the jail after a recent AIDS scare involving a prisoner. A prison staff spokesman said it was the lack of prisoners' medical facilities which let AIDS suspect slip through the net, and a working party has been set up to investigate. The prison officers also had talks with the regional director of prisons in the southeast, Colin Honey, who says he understands their worry.
I'm of course concerned, but we know that AIDS is a sexually transmitted disease and therefore the risk to staff is minimal. It's a very unpleasant thing, and it's a very unpleasant thing for staff to have to cope with this, and I fully sympathise with them and their anxieties.
Controversial South African-born runner Zola Budd has been forced out of the English Women's Cross Country Championships at Birkenhead when an anti-apartheid demonstrator threw himself at her feet. Despite the incident, Zola Budd has been picked to run in the England team for this month's World Cross Country Championships. Independent Radio News.
And a look at the Sunshine Area weather. It says here, clear with a severe frost. Icy patches will appear where the snow has melted. And what else have we got here? We've got sunny periods and it's going to be dry. It's going to seem colder because of high winds, and the winds are going to be moderate easterly. The minimum overnight is going to be -5 centigrade, and the maximum is going to be 3 centigrade. And that's a look at your weather forecast. Well, that is my lot. I should be back the same time next week between 5 and 8 with yet another selection of music. And Sunshine Radio is back on the air again tomorrow between 6 and 8 in the evening, commencing with Bill Johnson between 6 and what could be 9, I think. I don't know. They never tell me things like that, you know. Anyway, from all the broadcast staff and the technical staff of Sunshine Radio, this is Mike Edwards wishing you a very good evening. And hopefully next week I would have got rid of me cold. I want to go and stand outside the studio now and sneeze me head off. Good night.
Sunshine Radio.